Now, You Ought to Know with Dave Serio on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD.
Obtaining car advice that you need and your phone calls on our nationwide toll-free line, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Now, Dave Serio.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Good to be with you. Live broadcast the 15th of June, and we've got a caller up. Let's get to him right now. Let's talk with Mr. Gus. Good morning, Gus. How are you? Can I hear you, sir? Gus, are you there? Oh, we're not hearing Gus for some reason. I apologize on that. So we're going to put Gus on hold, and we'll check out some things and find out what's going on. I don't know why that would be happening, but we can check this one more time. I'll put Gus up on the line and see. Gus, are you there, sir? We're trying to see if we can pull Gus up. All right. We have this line right here. See if we can find out, is anybody there, sir? We're having some phone line problems here. Let's take a real quick break. Back in just a few moments, and I'll see if I can check this out for you. Once again, we're back. That is Bob Seger and Making Thunderbirds. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday mornings, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. We're going to try to get Mr. Gus back up on the line and try that. Gus, are you there, sir? I'm still not hearing him. I apologize. We're going to try a couple things here, see if we can get it to do it. Gus, keep on talking if you'd be so kind, and see if we can get you on the air. But so far, I'm afraid nothing happening. That's unreal. So that is going to make the show quite difficult today with no phone calls, but it may be happening. So, Gus, I apologize to you. I don't know what's going on here. It was tested earlier yesterday, and everything was fine. And now, for some reason, we have an issue. So we're not receiving any phone calls through the line. And doing what I can to get that squared away. So please accept my apologies, Gus. And let's see. We're going to pull the other line up and see if we have anybody there. I assume this is Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. Mike, can you hear me? Mike, can you hear me? I don't know. We apologize for the quality of the show. It's not the way we like to do things here. So we're going to put Mike on hold. And try one more time as we get through. And unfortunately, still not hearing anything. Please accept my apology, folks. We do apologize. We all test the equipment out every single Friday for our Saturday show. And everything was working properly. So we'll have to determine exactly what's going on and try to get that squared away. We're going to take a real quick break. When we come back, we hopefully will get things squared away. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means You Ought to Know, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. back in just a few moments with your phone calls at 866-96-TALK-CARS.
Out my car, gave you all I had, and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash, yes, you did. To give me all your love, it's all I ever ask. Cause what you don't understand is I'd catch a grenade.
You're just moments away from You Oughta Know with Dave Serio, with information to maintain your car or truck and your phone calls on the Talk Cars Radio Network.
The results on ethanol corrosion are in, and it's not pretty. 10 of the top automakers say unless you bought a flex fuel engine, they won't warranty ethanol damage. That's why AAA says don't use it. But most states mandate ethanol in every gallon, so you can bet it's in your tank now. There's a defense against ethanol corrosion. It's called BG Ethanol Defense, and available at over 20,000 shops. Find one now at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Remember these two letters.
BG.
You depend on your car for driving to work, shopping, and carpooling with the kids. So if your car's engine, transmission, or differential gives out, you need to call your auto repair techs to have a remanufactured Jasper product installed. They're built to be better than new, and they'll add years of life to your vehicle. And Jasper engines, transmissions, and differentials power winning cars in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, and they'll make you a winner in your race of everyday life. For the nearest Jasper installer, visit jasperengines.com.
You're just moments away from You Oughta Know with Dave Serio with
Handle on the Law.
I was talking to a group of lawyers the other day, and they say I'm totally misrepresenting the show as I describe it as marginal legal advice. They said I should call it useless and wrong legal advice. Well, we make, yeah, you know, marginal still works. That's enough of a disclaimer, isn't it? Yeah. So for your lawyers that are arguing with me, how about this? Bite me.
Get your Handle on the Law Saturday night from 7 to 10 on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Dynamic Automotive is an industry leader in automotive repair. Since 1995, Dynamic Automotive has established a coveted reputation as an honest, responsible, and competitive automotive repair shop. Whether it's the installation of BG products, Jasper engines, or help with the maintenance of your vehicle, find them at dynamicautomotive.net or call 301-694-6250. Dynamic Automotive, where customers become friends and a preferred repair facility of You Oughta Know.
Dynamic Automotive, with four locations there to serve you: Liberty Town, Urbana, New Market, and Frederick.
WFMD and Frederick Memorial Hospital's Radio for a Cause.
I am Jamie Vester, and my husband and I manage Ballyhoe Farm in Middletown, Maryland. Coming up this year on June 22nd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. is Breakfast on the Farm. It is at Valley Ho Farm in Middletown, Maryland. Anybody in the public can come out, and it's a way that they can have breakfast and learn more about farming in our area. It is so important for the consumer to be able to know where their food comes from, how it is produced. There's so many misunderstandings that people just don't know how we produce the food. If there were not farmers, there would be no food.
Frederick Memorial Hospital's Radio for a Cause on WFMD is brought to you by Tranquility at Fredericktown, supported by the Patty Pilatus Fund, Premier Dental Arts, and Mattress Warehouse. Sleep happens.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
BG.
The voice of the people. Free Talk, 930 WFMD, now on the WFMD app.
I'm going to try another call and see if we get lucky. I believe this is Craig Shipp from Frederick.com. Craig, are you there? Craig, you can keep on talking, sir, if you don't mind, because I know you're hearing me, but I can't get you on the air. Nope. I apologize, but this is something that unfortunately is not going to be able to be repaired while I'm on the air. So please accept my apology, folks. We're going to be doing the show without any calls today, which is a lot of fun. I'm apologizing to myself in that situation. So we'll talk about some things that are going on in the area. Plus also, of course, we will be more than happy to talk about other things that are going on throughout the country having to do with the auto repair business. Let's start with a Ford recall. Ford is recalling Explorers 2011 through 2017. Ford says a rear suspension toe link on either side of the car can fail. They can actually break. And if that happens, steering control can be limited. One customer has reported running into a curb when a link actually broke. Ford says it's not aware of any injuries at this time. The dealers will replace the left and right toe links, which keep weight on the tires. Toe links will be replaced. The recall information will be going out at the end of this month, beginning of next month. And people who own 2011 through 17, eight model years of the Explorer SUVs will be getting information very soon. Ford is also recalling. These vehicles have already been recalled. They're 2013 F-150s, about 123,000 of them, which is not every 2013 F-150. They're the ones with a 5-liter engine and the 6.2-liter engine that have had unintentional downshifting in the first gear has been happening on some of these vehicles. The recall is being re-recalled because the software update that Ford did first did not work, and they want to update it again. So obviously, everyone on this F-150 should have been already at the dealer for a recall. Now they're going to ask them to come back and have that recall again done to prevent the unintentional downshifting in the first gear. And again, once it's a 2013 F-150s only, and only the ones with a 5.0-liter engine or a 6.2-liter gas engine. They're the ones being recalled. And again, even if you've had the recall done, you're going to need to take it back to have the recall done again. They're going to do a different computer software update to hopefully take care of that problem. Future Toyotas, and we're talking 2020 vehicles now, will be turning themselves off automatically after a vehicle sits and runs for a while. They're assuming that possibly the owner of the car may have absentmindedly not turned the vehicle off. This especially happens in hybrid vehicles. that when you're going into a driveway or a drive into a garage and you're going into electric mode, that possibly those vehicles may be not being turned off by the owner. So now Toyota is putting an automatic engine shutoff. It's available on most 2020 model year vehicles, and this one works in conjunction with the automaker's keyless ignition system. If the vehicle is left running for an extended period of time, it'll just turn itself off. Currently, Toyota's cars do warn drivers about accidentally leaving a car running, but it won't shut the engine down. And that warning doesn't do any good if the owner of the car, the driver of the car, has gotten out of the vehicle and left it unintended. This new tech could be a boon to any hybrid owner who may inadvertently leave a vehicle when the gas engine isn't running under the idea that the car is totally turned off. Now, the second system is called Automatic Park. It's as straightforward as it sounds. If a driver exits the vehicle without putting it in park, it will do so automatically. This one requires a vehicle that relies on electronic means to set both the transmission and the parking brake, but Toyota didn't say which models would get it. The idea here is to prevent any freak roll-away accidents, as again with hybrids, occasionally silently sitting there upon reaching a destination, there's always a chance that something may go wrong. While it's unclear what vehicles these systems will end up in, odds are that Toyota will make mention of these systems as 2020 model year vehicles are introduced. After all, why create new systems without intent to publicize them? So that's what's going on with Toyota in that situation. Also, Toyota announces fixes designed to prevent rollaway and carbon monoxide deaths. The automaker says that most 2020 models will have the features in wake of accidental deaths. It moves lags other automakers. Toyota unveiled new safety features Thursday designed to prevent vehicle rollaways and to shut off engines while killing it by mistake, two issues linked to motorist injuries and deaths over the past decade. Again, these are the same two features that I was talking about. The automaker says it will install a new automatic park feature designed to reduce the risk of a car rolling away when a consumer forgets to put the vehicle into park. Another fix will also ensure that engines shut off automatically if left running, addressing a problem that has led to a number of carbon monoxide poisonings. A new safeguard features will be added through software programming on the vehicles. The features will be on most 2020 vehicles. The Toyota announcement comes 13 years after an elderly couple was killed by carbon monoxide poisoning, according to analysis by Safety Research and Strategies, a watchdog group. Other automakers, including Ford and GM, introduced programming that prevent these kind of deaths and injuries years ago. Consumer Reports has called for automakers to implement these kind of safety fixes. Since 2017, Consumer Reports has reduced a vehicle's overall score in our ratings if their electronic gear selector doesn't have safety shutoffs, according to Sean Sinclair, an automotive engineer at the Consumer Reports Auto Test Center in Connecticut. According to Sinclair, since we started tracking this and reducing vehicle scores, a number of automakers have responded and made changes. This shows there are relatively simple, cost-effective measures available that could save lives. Consumer Reports checks vehicles with electronic transmissions to make sure they will automatically go into park or engage the emergency brake if the engine is running while the driver's seatbelt is disconnected and the driver's door is open. Consumer Reports also test whether the vehicle automatically goes into park or engages the emergency brake when the ignition is off, but the vehicle remains in gear, such as drive or reverse. Vehicles that don't have these important safety checks lose points in the Consumer Reports scoring. Toyota's another announced fix to reduce the likelihood of carbon monoxide poisoning came after reports highlighted the death of several Toyota owners. In one case this year, an elderly Colorado couple was killed in their home after leaving their 2017 Toyota Avalon running in their garage by mistake. That led to the poisonous gas seeping into the home. Senator Richard Blumenthal, a Democrat from Connecticut, and Senator Edward Markey, a Democrat from Massachusetts, introduced legislation early this year that would force automakers to implement anti-rollaway and engine shutoff technology. The bill is pending before the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee. In a letter to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration last year, the senators estimated that automakers could add engine shutoff capabilities for about $5 per vehicle. Safety Research and Safety Strategies, based in Rehoboth, Massachusetts, says it has tracked 37 carbon monoxide deaths that are linked to keyless ignition systems. In 17 of the cases, the victims were Toyotas, said Sean Keane, the group's founder and president. Models with keyless ignitions usually have the necessary hardware to include an automatic shutoff, and the safety feature can often be added through a software update. NHTSA considered a regulatory requirement in 2011 that would have added warnings for consumers if their vehicles were left running. The agency backed off the proposal after being criticized by automakers and consumer groups. Automakers wanted the flexibility to design their own consumer warnings, while consumer groups were pushing for systems that would just warn motorists, but also shut down the engine. Toyota's coming through with this at this point. Many people fear late, but they are coming through. You Ought to Know is brought to you by BG Products and Services. Quality products and services used by trained technicians to improve the longevity of your vehicle. For example, transmission fluid exchange, coolant exchange, and power steering flushes and more. So for more information, go to the website bgprotectedforlife.com or call 1-800-327-8883. BG Products and Services. Taking a break, back in just a few moments on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
I saw you at the Beechwood Cafe. You looked at me and then you looked away. That was some kind of friend you turned out to be. You said you had places that you had to be. Now who is gonna be there for me? Who was some kind of friend you turned out to be? Lady, that was some kind of friend you turned out to be. Baby, that was some kind of friend you turned out to be. They say a woman like you can't get enough. Got your Maserati built for two. They say that women like you like to play with love. Is that true?
It's You Auto Know with Dave Serio on 930 WFMD.
The paper. I'll take a message just a moment there. Who is this? Dr. Otto. Right, just a moment. Not allowed. Pretty soon this will be her office. Yes, go ahead there, Dr. Otto. What? Uh-huh. The body's falling apart. No hope. Okay. A life expectancy about a week. Okay, doctor, I'll tell her. Deliver this message to her. Hey, wound. Holy, oh my gosh, I only got the week or two. She's going to that big secretarial pool in the sky. I just heard from the doctor.
Dr. Otto?
Yes.
What did he say?
Just gave me the report. He said that, according to the report, that life expectancy is about the week. When did you first start to thinking that something was wrong?
Well, it was last Saturday, and that was when I first started to hear the funny noises.
Oh, I know, that's what they say.
And then on Sunday, some parts fell off. And then I knew I was in big trouble when I saw this big puff of black smoke. So I took my car into Dr. Otto's auto repair shop, and he said he
would
see what he could do about
it. Hold it just a minute. Auto repair?
Yeah.
You mean that Dr. Otto is working on that piece of tin that you call your car, the one with the dog in it that goes...
It doesn't go like that. It goes like that. I don't know what you need to do.
I mean, all the time I was talking about you, and you got me all coffee and all the rags and everything here, and I thought that that's for crying out
loud. A classic from the Carol Burnett Show with the late Tim Conway doing, of course, a bit of the secretarial pool boss. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know. Saturday mornings, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Robert Black from the Catoctin Mountain Orchard has stated that they've got some great tasting sweet cherries now, along with apricots and a whole lot more. Of course, their apples are just fantastic. And of course, their pies are to die for. So make your way up to Catoctin Mountain Orchard, and Robert Black and the crew will do a great job of taking care of you. Some other events going on in the Frederick area. The Battle of the Beast at the J Bar W Ranch is tonight. And that's always a festive occasion. They have got a lot going on at the J Bar W Ranch. And I know you're going to enjoy yourself. And then Mike Lambert is out at the Mount Airy Car Show and Chili Cook-Off that is going on in Mount Airy on Main Street. So that goes on until 6. So you've got plenty of time to make your way out there and enjoy yourself. Lots of unique cars out there, including a 1,000-horsepower Lamborghini. That's just worth seeing right there. But they've got a lot of different cars out there. And, of course, a chili cook-off is not a bad thing. That is for sure. Our phone system is down. We apologize. We cannot take any calls today. You don't know how much I apologize, as I've got 20 minutes left in the show that we need to fill up with a lot of information. We've got a lot of information to talk about, including General Motors. GM company president Mark Rice said on Wednesday that the automaker is investing about $150 million at its Flint assembly plant. That is something that is always good news when you hear that more money and products are being invested in America. It's to boost production of the heavy-duty trucks by another 40,000 vehicles a year. Rice announced this investment at the Flint Truck Assembly Plant wearing a UAW worker's pin. The Detroit automaker announced in February it was adding 1,000 jobs in Flint to build a new generation of heavy-duty pickup trucks. GM did not say whether this is going to be the launch, whether this is going to be add more jobs at the plant, but Rice said there could be opportunities to add workers as the launch of the automaker's new trucks progresses. GM has been under pressure from U.S. President Donald Trump and lawmakers of both parties to add jobs in the U.S. after it said last November it would idle a small car assembly plant in Lordstown, Ohio, and had no products new for the three other U.S. manufacturing plants. The Flint investment will include upgrades to the plant's conveyors and other new tooling and will be completed by the first half of 2020. GM has invested more than $1.6 billion in the plant since 2013. Last month, GM said it would invest $24 million to increase truck production and other tooling at its assembly plant in Fort Wayne, Indiana, which makes Chevy Silverado and GM Sierra models. All good news coming out of that. We want to make sure that, of course, America continues to manufacture automobiles, trucks, and other products right here in the U.S., and GM has announced that they are planning on doing that. Florida has introduced legislation and signed by the governor that electric vehicles or autonomous vehicles drive without humans. Florida law now allows that to happen. The reason why they had to make a law for this is they already had laws on the books that will prevent vehicles being driven without a driver and also engines being run without a driver. Say, for example, you go to your 7-Eleven, you leave your vehicle running on the lot. That is illegal in Florida. So an autonomous vehicle without humans would also be illegal. Self-driving vehicles will be able to operate in Florida without a human on board under a bill signed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. DeSantis signed the measure on Thursday at a test track for autonomous vehicles in Auburndale. Current law allows self-driving vehicles if a person is in the car as a backup. The new law also exempts operators inside self-driving cars from laws that ban texting while driving and other potentially distracting activities. So bringing the law up to date and allowing autonomous vehicles, the new law takes effect July 1st. It will allow self-driving cars without humans on all roads as long as the vehicles meet insurance and safety requirements outlined in the new legislation. It's going to be neat. Going down the road, take a look over, as you normally do. I do anyway. I take a look over all the time at my other vehicles. And because I've got a dog with a mohawk. So sometimes the dog in the front seat, people see that. They get a little chuckle out of that. It's going to be interesting to see. Somebody driving down the road, or not somebody driving down the road, just a car driving down the road. Won't be long. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning. And that means you ought to know. Free Talk 930 WFMD in Frederick.
Lost your mileage with a dirty fuel system. Just a couple miles per gallon adds up to over $6 a tank, and that adds up to hundreds of dollars every year. In just one tank, you can clean your fuel system the professional way with BG44K. Service managers not only use it the most, they use BG44K almost 3-to-1 over any other. Find your shop at BGFindAShop.com. That's BGFindAShop.com.
I got my mileage back.
BG.
In the race of everyday life, it's nice to have the green flag. But if you hit drivetrain problems, professional drivers like you trust Jasper Engines and Transmissions. A Jasper remanufactured engine, transmission, or differential costs less than replacing your vehicle and comes with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide transferable warranty. So get the green flag in your race of everyday life with Jasper. To find an installer near you, visit JasperEngines.com.
As heard on the Premier Dental Arts Morning News Express.
Diana Gibson, you probably always wanted dodgeball.
Well, there's this saying, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball, and I can certainly do both. I'm just kidding. I've never even tried to dodge a wrench or, you know, but no, I love dodgeball. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, see?
Yes.
Yeah, so I figured you would be that
oh,
person.
Yeah.
Bob Miller, mornings from 5 to 9 on 930 WFMB.
Dynamic Automotive is an industry leader in automotive repair. Since 1995, Dynamic Automotive has established a coveted reputation as an honest, responsible, and competitive automotive repair shop. Whether it's the installation of BG products, Jasper engines, or help with the maintenance of your vehicle, find them at dynamicautomotive.net or call 301-694-6250. Dynamic Automotive, where customers become friends and a preferred repair facility of You Oughta Know.
Dynamic Automotive, with four locations there to serve you. Liberty Town, Urbana, New Market, and Frederick.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/blue. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/blue. That's 4hims.com/blue for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/blue.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
BG.
It's a free talk weekend on 930 WFMD.
A bacon newsletter for years. It was about this thick, and it wasn't cooked properly. Now, when I look at something and go, you know what? That ain't healthy. You could take that to the bank. So I wouldn't eat the bacon and egg sandwich. I ate the side dish with it. What do they give you for a side dish in England for breakfast? Home fries, hash browns, fresh fruit? Nay, nay. They give you beans. Oh, good. Let's start me off in the morning. Stomach, cup of black coffee and some beans. Now let's walk me around London for a little while. Get me all churned up. Put me in a taxi and see what happens. I blew the doors off a taxi. They thought it was a bombing. I heard, Scotland Yard pointing guns at me. If he has gas again, shoot on my command. What are you giving me beans for?
That, of course, is John Panette, and I like to call it Bacon and Beans. Let me tell you something. That was a heck of a story from him, and I'll tell you, he was one funny man. John Panette, Bacon and Beans. Some interesting things going on, of course, in the world of technology. We were talking about the autonomous cars that are now legal in the state of Florida because they had to change laws in order to make that happen. Also, airbags are changing. If you ever wanted to protect your car with bubble wrap, remember I thought, bumper cars like in the amusement park, that'd be a good idea. Good hard rubber all the way around every car. Of course, that would be a pretty rude hit. But German supplier ZF has the feature that you've been waiting for. A new airbag that deploys from the side of a vehicle before a collision happens. According to ZF, which is bidding to become a major force in safety engineering, in addition to its longstanding expertise in steering and transmissions, said they can reduce the severity of occupant injuries by 40%. The system could be on a production vehicle in 4 years, but ZF hasn't signed a customer yet. The airbag, which looks like a pontoon strapped to the car's side, is packed inside the sill plates below the vehicle's doors. The system uses cameras, radar, and LIDAR to determine when a collision is unavoidable, igniting the airbag milliseconds before the oncoming vehicle strikes. The sensors will also communicate with safety systems inside the vehicle, for instance, adjusting the seat belts for side impact. The airbag is 5 to 8 times the size of a driver airbag, depending on the side of the vehicle. When inflated, it cushions the passenger compartment. That is neat. ZF is doing that. That sounds pretty interesting. We want to thank Jasper Engines and Transmissions for being a quality remanufactured engines and transmissions, a sponsor of the show. They, of course, give a 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty on all of their products. And if you want any more information, you can go to the website, jasperengines.com, or you can call 1-800-827-7455. Jasper Engines and Transmissions. As Maryland moves forward with plans to widen and add toll lanes to Interstate 270 and the Capitol Beltway, it appears the state intends to start with pay-to-drive lanes on I-270 between the Capitol Beltway and Interstate 370. Governor Larry Hogan proposed the plan in an effort to relieve congestion in what has been labeled soul-crushing rush hour traffic. The state would partner with a private company which would operate the lanes. Aaron Henson, a spokesperson with the Maryland Department of Transportation, said the lower stretch of I-270 will be the first to bring in a concessionary fee and shared toll revenue money for the state, followed eventually by a stretch from the American Legion Bridge to I-95. The state will use a portion of these funds from the southern section of I-270 for the gap funding needed for the northern section of I-270 from I-370 to I-70. Now, if that is not a confusing statement, I have no idea what. Montgomery County lawmakers have argued that relief will only come if the entire stretch of I-270 from the Beltway to Interstate 70 is addressed from the beginning. It's particularly disappointing that it's going to forward on that portion of 270. Hucker said, Tom Hucker said that much of the congestion can be seen on the American Legion Bridge and on the stretch of I-270, which goes from 370 to Frederick, a stretch where the road goes down to 2 lanes in each direction. Hucker said that county leaders wanted the entire Western Corridor from the bridge to Frederick to be the focus of widening projects. Hucker called for an expansion of the Capitol Beltway from I-270 to Interstate 95 to be deferred and the shoulder lanes on the stretch of I-495 to be open to traffic during rush hours. Well, we'll see what happens, but right now it looks like it's going to be strictly toll lanes going through at that particular point. Well, I want to thank Wassler Tire and Auto. They're at Routes 26 and 27, of course, in the Taylorsville, Westminster area. I want to thank them for being a proud sponsor of the show. You can give them a call at 410-635-2375 or find them at WasslerTireAuto.com. A couple other things to remember. Also, proud sponsor of You Ought to Know is Dynamic Automotive in the Frederick area. Dynamic Automotive has 4 locations to serve you. Their original location is a 2-bay shop in New Market at 10601 Old National Pike. You can give them a call at 301-694-5460. That particular location has a brand new location that will be going up within the next number of months. And that will feature an 8-bay shop. But right now, still the good old-fashioned 2-bay shop in New Market. You can visit them. Their second shop is the Liberty Town shop. That's at 11931 Main Street in Liberty Town. And you can call Jose and Todd at 301-694-6250. Their third shop, which has been their state-of-the-art shop in Urbana, a 9-bay shop with a 4-bay quick lube and a 60-foot car wash. Now, that doesn't mean the other shops aren't state-of-the-art. They are in technology and also staff. But the Urbana is the shop that has the beautiful 9-bay facility with a 4-bay quick lube that is unsurpassed in the area. It's at 8824 Urbana Church Road in Frederick, and you can give them a call at 301-874-8833. Now, their newest shop in the Frederick area is at 11 Bike Court in Frederick. And their phone number there is 301-662-3300. Open Monday through Friday. And they do something that the other shops aren't doing right now, is they are working on the Jeep conversions. You know, if you want to update your Jeep Wrangler or your Grand Cherokee with special equipment, that's exactly what they do at the Frederick location. So give them a call at 301-662-3300, and they can update your Jeep as well as do actual mechanical repair for both import and domestic vehicles. They can do it all. Dynamic Automotive, where customers become friends. And by the way, don't forget dynamicautomotive.net is the website for all four locations and the update on the new market building. One other thing I want to mention. If you mention my name, Dave Serio, or the radio show You Ought to Know to anyone at any four of the Dynamic Automotive locations as you're paying your bill, they'll give you 10% off your bill right off the top, parts and labor. All you have to do is mention my name, Dave Serio, or the radio show You Ought to Know. 10% off the top at any one of the four Dynamic locations. Well, we want to thank you for being a part of the show today. We apologize for not being able to take calls. We just had some unfortunate situation there with the equipment that something is not working, and unfortunately difficult or impossible to diagnose while I'm on the air. So please accept my apology, and we'll get that straight for next week. We thank you very much for joining us here on the show. Have yourself a blessed day. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. We hope you have a great Father's Day and enjoy the car show in Mount Airy, right on Main Street. I'm Dave Serio. Saturday mornings, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name, freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning. You know.